Hi, Deidre.
Thank you very much. Alright, so thank you very much for waiting while we considered our decision. So we have considered matters on this day, Friday the 17th of August 2018. The members of this licensing subcommittee panel are Elizabeth Dennis Harburg, Michael Muir, and Gary Grindle. The applicant's name in this case is David. I think that there's a typo in the applicant's name.
Adair Reagan.
Oh, no.
David Adair
Reagan. It is correct. I just got the name. Thank you for saving me. So the applicant's name is. Thanks, Michael. I don't need glasses. So the applicant's name is David Adair Reagan. And the application is in respect of the Red Hart, which is at 2829 Bucklersbury Hitchin, Hertfordshire, SG51BG. The application was made on the 23rd of July 2018. Is that correct?
No.
I believe it wasn't at the 6th of, I thought the 6th of August in my head.
12th of August.
Or 4th of August. So could we amend the decision notice to reflect the application date is the 4th of August 2018. The application was for a temporary event notice, and this application was made under Section 100 of the Licensing Act 2003. It was made in respect of an event to be held on the 25th, 26th and 27th of August 2018. And the time relevant is the provision of regulated entertainment, 25th and 26th of August 2018. From 2300 hours to 0 hours the following morning of each day. Provision of late night refreshment in the courtyard, excluding the top garden, on the 25th and 26th of August 2018 from midnight until 1 a.m. the following morning each day. And the sale by retail of alcohol in the courtyard, excluding the top garden, 25th and 26th of August 2018 from 3 p.m. through to midnight the following morning of each day. So the duration of the day, the event, is three days. The licensable activity is the sale and retail of alcohol on premises, the provision of regulated entertainment, and the provision of late night refreshment. And the details of the event are a carnival-themed world music event. So the decision that this subcommittee has reached is as follows. The subcommittee has read the material presented to it and has listened to all the evidence and submissions. The subcommittee has considered the Licensing Act 2003, the national guidance, and our own statement of licensing policy, and we have decided not to issue a counter notice, meaning we will allow the temporary event. The reasons that we've reached this decision are as follows. The subcommittee did not consider that stopping this event is appropriate for the promotion of the prevention of public nuisance licensing objective. In making this decision, the subcommittee has taken into account the following evidence relating to the prevention of public nuisance licensing objective. The subcommittee did not feel that issuing a counter notice was necessary to promote the prevention of public nuisance licensing objective, and the subcommittee found the applicant's representations, in which he clarified the precise location of the temporary event, were sufficient to satisfy it that a counter notice was not necessary to promote the prevention of public nuisance licensing objective. No conditions are capable of being attached because this is a temporary event notice. And in respect of police closure powers, the subcommittee notes that the police have powers to close premises for up to 24 hours, and they may exercise these powers when a temporary event notice is in effect, and they are satisfied the event is disorderly, likely to become disorderly, or cause a nuisance as a result of noise from the premises. Such orders may only be made where it is appropriate in the interest of public safety in cases of disorder, or to prevent nuisance in the case of noise coming from the premises.
That's
all right. So, there we go. All done. Thank you very much, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.